Chapter 19. It was the fat stoat who discovered the loss of the captives. Fearful of the consequences, he searched the deserted cave in silence. His lantern revealed nothing but shadows. Realising that this would mean an instant death sentence from the ruthless Sable Queen, he kept quiet. Strolling out, he hung up his lantern at the entrance, then spoke casually to the other three vermin who were posted outside.
All quiet in there. They won't wait till they're called for victuals. We'll let the relief guard do that.
When the next four vermin marched up, the fat stoat reassured them in a routine manner.
The brats are still taking their shut-eye. No rush to feed them yet. They'll let you know when they wakes up, hungry, noisy little nuisances.
The fat stoat hurried off, satisfied with his pretense. He would not be the one to take the blame if questions were asked. His fellow guards would back him up, anything to avoid the wrath of Villaire. It was only when the guards wheeled the cauldrons of food and water in that they became aware something was wrong. An older ferret called into the gloomy interior.
Who's sabotaging the lanterns? He's talking here.
A lanky rat, who had not been paying attention, banged a ladle on the side of the cauldron.
Come and get it. Here's your victual.
The ferret had whacked him in the stomach with his spear butt. He grabbed the ladle and flung it at the rat.
Egypt, can't you see there's no beast here?
Another rat, who was in charge of the water, blurted out.
What do you mean, down here? Where've they gone?
There was panic in the ferret's voice as he shouted.
I don't know. Do you? Look, see for yourself.
The lanky rat staggered up off the floor, yelling.
Escape! Escape! The prisoners have escaped!
Villaire and Derva arrived hurriedly, with an armed guard of ravagers, which included the four who had been on duty previously. Lanterns flooded into the cavern, illuminating it brightly. Derva set about the closest vermin with a stick.
Search this place! Find them, now!
No, every beast stands still. Stay where you are!
They froze at the high-pitched, imperious tone of the Sable Queen, who stood where they could all see her. Many of the vermin were bigger than she, brawnier, more hefty. But they all feared Villaire. Even Derva, her aged soothsayer, could sense the foreboding upon the air. The Sable's bright eyes glittered. Her small, sharp teeth showed as she hissed softly. Every eye was riveted on the sleek, barbaric figure with her silken purple cloak and her necklace of snake fangs. Villaire was every inch a ruler who had to be obeyed under pain of death. She spoke slowly and distinctively.
Who are the guards on duty here?